Good morning. Good morning, my anchor friends. Today is Friday. We made it another week. Yay! I hope that you guys are going to have an excellent day today. I plan on having an excellent day today. Yes, today will be a great day. You know something? Managing your time is very, very important. I just made a few changes and I see the effect of it. I'm feeling more energetic. I'm waking up earlier. I see a difference. I think the key is managing my time, you know, really evaluating what I need to do and what I don't need to do and what I could record or postpone, and just really getting a good night's sleep has been really making a change in my attitude and in my movement. Well, there's probably other things that can contribute to that also, but I think me getting a good peaceful night's rest has been a key. Being able to have a little bit of time to myself in the morning, not just boom up like a rocket and rushing to get out, just having time to reflect, to pray, to think about things, that has really enhanced my day. And there's a difference between doing it and really making time to do it. You know, we all say, oh, I do that, but to really take the time out, to really have the time, I think I might even go on the treadmill for 10 minutes. Like, I'm feeling so, maybe the weather's changing, I don't know. I'm not nasal anymore. And now I feel like really actually calling someone, calling a handyman to come and fix my smoke alarms. Like I'm feeling like I'm taking control of my busyness. My busyness is becoming ordered. I'm getting order over my life. Feeling good, people. Life is good. Life has been good. When you look at things for what it really is and you see all the calamity going on in the world, not that you're comparing your greatness or your goodness to other people's disasters, but when you see other things going on in the world, you can really appreciate just how blessed you are. And when you see other things going on in the world, you can really appreciate how awesome life could be if you take control of your life, you know, be happy, aim for success, aim for love, aim for peace, aim for those positive. And the Bible says, think on those things which are good, which are holy, which are, you know, I mean, it's all true. When you think on good things start happening. It might not feel like it in the beginning, because of course, if you're looking for good, or if you're aiming for good, everything that's not good will be highlighted in your life. But when you sit down and just really evaluate how things are going over a period of time, you will really realize that things are getting good for you, and not just for you, but things are just really can be as good, can be as well, can be as hopeful, can be as loving, can be as peaceful, can be as motivating, can be as a person who was a corrupt, not corrupt, complimenting, can be as wholesome as you want it to be, because you are in control. You are in control of yourself, your emotions, how you allow things to happen in your life. I mean, even when bad things do happen or things that you don't like happen, you have control over fixing it or just letting it ride and just sulking in that pain. Let's not do that. Let's dust ourselves off and let's start over another great day. I'm feeling great today. Are you feeling great? Like, did you wake up saying today is going to be a great day? And today may not, but I'm going to make it great. This is Ronessa. I hope you have a wonderful day. I look forward to seeing some of you guys throughout this weekend. Talk to you later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.